There are many, many examples. An example from Southeast Asia in the fishing industry. I think another great example is South Asian workers working in the Gulf countries in construction. There is a question of knowledge of what these workers knew before they signed up to things, of what they agreed to do, and then of the choices and options and opportunities open to them.
How has the international response changed to really face this new or newer version of forced labour?
I think the international response and the international trajectory is extremely positive, but I think what we are still seeing is something that is an overwhelming problem and an overwhelming challenge that no one entity or group of entities can solve. So what you are still seeing is an event-driven, reactive, and issue-specific response from the international community, because we are not yet able, I think, to tackle these issues in their entirety. So we need to break them down. And where you get the best chance of a meaningful response is after these incidents, where public opinion, civil society galvanizes, and the private sector in partnership with others needs to respond. In the long term, I think we would see more connection in terms of supply chain regulation and responsibility as a whole, and the emergence of a conceptual framework to tackle these issues from a big picture perspective.
So we talked about global supply chains. These involve many countries at a time, and what do you think is the role of the UN in that regard, since the UN is an international organization in synchronizing the countries' actions?
The role of the UN is, I think, to bring in voices from the countries where this is an issue and that understanding, so that we can tackle these problems holistically and we are not excluding certain countries, excluding certain markets, and placing the blame on the countries where these conditions occur, but rather seeing how the cause and effect relates and how we can share knowledge and build capacity to tackle these shared challenges.
So what actions related to the 2030 agenda are being undertaken, and how are the SDGs going to make a difference in this field?
I think the SDGs provide a very useful framework. We're working with a lot of companies who are working on directly translating the SDGs and understanding what the direct consequences and actions in their industry and in their company might be. But we are talking about groups of companies that care about these issues anyway and want to build capacity. So I think in order to stop this from being just an event and something else that people make a big fuss about and then move on, we need to continue to make the connection between long-term commercial survival of businesses and operating responsibly. And we basically need to get rid of the fallacy that business is just business and doing good is something that happens elsewhere, and to bring these conversations together, because doing the right thing is good business, and companies that don't acknowledge that are just not seeing the connections with their long-term survival and the trust that they are generating or not generating from stakeholders.